You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning, everybody. It's so nice to talk with you all again live. Here it is, April 17th, 2021. Things are starting to open up, so yay. We get to go to 100% occupancy in Vegas June 1st, so yay. It's all good. Hey, I just want to chat about something that recently happened. So I had someone call me to book a session with me, and here in Las Vegas, for those of you who don't know, here in Las Vegas, there's a special license that readers are required to get called the Psychic Arts License. It requires a criminal background investigation by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, and it is a required license to be able to do spiritual work, readings, legally, right? So this lovely young gal called me yesterday to tell me that some con artist, basically posing as an intuitive reader, basically took her for $2,500. Now, she had told her during the reading that she was a single mom and that money was tight and her mistake was she didn't ask how much the reading was going to be prior to beginning the reading. But here's the thing. Here's the big red flag. The woman worked out of a house. She didn't have an office. She claimed to have had a store at some point in her life, but then turned around and basically charged this woman $2,500 to create a love spell for her to bring back her baby daddy. Right? It didn't work, obviously. But the reason I'm bringing all that up to you is, you guys, please be very, very cautious of the people that you actually go and have a reading with. I mean, it's part of the reason that I offer this broadcast is so people can call up and ask their question. And it's, you know, I have my three fans that call my program. I'm just kidding. I have more than that. But I'm just saying it's a lovely place for you to ask a question. And then down the road, if you want to book a session with me, well, you already know my vibe and how I do readings. But just please be very, very careful for anyone that approaches you at a grocery store or at a makeup counter at one of the really nice, like a Saks Fifth Avenue or a Nordstrom's, and basically starts talking about your vibe. It's usually a con. 98% of the time it's a con. And this poor gal, single mom, just got taken for $2,500 that would have paid 2 months' rent for her. So you guys, just be careful who you end up deciding to trust a session with. So I'm going to go right to area code 770 for my first caller. Hello, 770. Who's this?
This is Sandy.
Oh, hi, Sandy. What's your question for me today?
Well, I'm having to deal with my brother on my dad's estate, and he's now...
He's a dick.
His lawyer now has decided to put in a court thing requesting a jury to hear this, or I have to pay him what he wants, you know?
Okay. Here's the thing. Everything that's going right now with this estate connected with your dad, your dad made you the executrix of this estate for a reason. And it's partly because he didn't trust his own son.
Well, actually, I'm the trustee, and my brother was made an executor, but nominated an executor.
Okay, so
because,
I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know enough about legal stuff connected with wills. I just know that whatever's going on here, your brother is trying to pull a fast one.
Yeah.
So So I would also imagine that you were there toward the end days of your dad's life and cared for him.
Yes.
So, and your brother just sat back and waited till dad passed so that he could swoop in like a vulture and get money.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he
well,
told
that's
me
what it's 24/7,
yeah, 24/7 that I was going to be dad's babysitter and he wasn't going to help.
Of course not, because he's a dick. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He's coming up reversed here, Sandy. There's disruption here. I will tell you that him deciding to take this to court would actually ultimately work in your favor.
Yeah.
But it's expensive to take someone to court over
that's
a state.
That's exactly.
Right. So, and the thing is that he's calling your bluff right now. Actually, I want you to call his bluff. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Bluff and say, we can take this to trial. Because he
yeah.
thinks you're going to pussy out and just pay him. So I'm going to use round numbers just because they're easy. Let's say right now the value of the estate is $1 million, right? He's saying he deserves...
It's almost.
Okay, he's saying that he deserves exactly half of that and whatever property is connected with your dad's estate. So if you were taking care of your dad 24/7 and you were staying in the house with him to take care of him because he can't be alone, couldn't be alone, basically, in my mind, you deserve the dwelling for that care. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
we sold
all the property. It's just
okay.
Money.
All right. So what you do is you call his bluff.
Okay.
Because you're the if
yeah,
you're the
well,
trustee.
I've got all the proof that he tried to steal money,
okay.
and I kept
Again,
getting it back.
Right, but here's my point: is that call if he wants to take this to trial, take it to trial. If you know in your heart of hearts what your dad thought would be fair that your brother would get, give him whatever that is, and then you're done. But what I'm getting here is that your brother is coming up reversed, which means he's coming up as a manipulative, and I'm going to use this word as not a compliment, clever asshole. I'm sorry. That's how he's coming up. And he's trying to
make
you
feel... He's a narcissist.
Well, of course. And this is even more magnified if he's an Aquarius, Libra, or Gemini. When's his birthday?
He's a, let's see, June 8th of 50.
Okay,
four.
So he's a Gemini. That makes him
yeah.
a narcissist. I mean, seriously, the way he's coming up is an air sign man that thinks he deserves this when he did nothing to actually contribute during the most vital time of a parent's life, which is their end of life.
Right.
All right, but you were there. Now, any court or jury that would, and you're the trustee, which means you have control over the money, and he doesn't, even though he's the executor. Do you see what I mean? It's like what
yeah.
I'm trying to tell you is that if this goes to court, it will slap him upside the face, not you.
Exactly.
So
and
here's the thing.
He can lose his job and everything else over it, I think.
Well, all I'm trying to tell you is that he's trying – I just want you to call his bluff.
It's a bluff.
Like, okay, yeah, well, of course it is. Of course it is. Because here's the thing is that if the attorney were to actually file this as a court case, right, and you have all this proof.
They actually did.
Okay. I'm just telling you, Sandy.
And we have so many days to –
respond. Right. Okay. So what you do is you reach out to your attorney. You don't give them any proof that you have that your brother tried to steal the money out from under you, all right? Basically trying to screw you out of what your dad's intent. And the biggest thing you need to come up with is your dad's intent. What did your dad intend?
He intended that my brother paid his loan back of $4,000, and then Robert got half of the money. But
right.
My brother also doesn't want to have me do a holdback of $50,000 until I make sure that the tax man doesn't come after us, you know?
Okay. Well, usually, and again, I'm not an attorney, so that's something that, but from what I understand is that what inherited money might not be taxed.
No, it's not.
So there you go.
It's not
but
taxed.
All I'm trying to tell you, and
but,
I really got to let you go because I'm hold on, Sandy, sweetheart.
Yeah.
If you want more time with me, you're going to have to book a session because I got a whole bunch of people on hold. So I usually only answer like a 3-minute answer to a question, but the way your cards are coming up is super powerful. And my advice is call your brother's bluff.
Okay. That's
without giving him any proof.
What my husband and I were thinking.
Yeah, without giving him any proof of why calling his bluff is going to work to your favor. Don't give him any ammo to respond to until you're actually in court.
Right.
But I don't think it's going to go there, so I got to go. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, got somebody here from the – I'm going to go to area code 630. Let me get them on there. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa from Illinois.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Hi.
What's your question?
Can we just ask like a general question? Like,
no,
because
that's a full
year?
Reading.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I need a
so
specific
question. So my
question
is, I'll ask a question. Do you see me being able to travel? Because I'm kind of still under lockdown, like because there isn't any herd immunity. Do you see me, like, being able to travel, like, later this year in the fall and then next year? I'm hoping completely, like, so I can
actually,
travel.
what it's saying is that any trips that you plan in 2022 will be a dynamic success.
Oh, so maybe not this year because it's not, you know, the variant.
Okay, so I, of course, I have my own opinions. I think people that have already had COVID already have immunity. And a lot of people have already had COVID and recovered from it. A lot of people are getting their vaccines, right? So it's protecting them.
Yeah.
You know, this.
Well, I got vaccinated, Mona, but I'm very high risk. So my doctor's like said it's all herd immunity
and
is met. They
don't
want
me
to.
So you took the words out of my mouth. If you actually feel like you're at risk, then we don't want fear contributing to anything that you are looking to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because if you're afraid, then it's almost like you're a magnet for what you're afraid of.
Yeah, like the variant.
Okay.
They just don't know how I'm responding.
Well,
to system.
And again, so I'm saying any trips you plan in 2022, according to your cards, will be a success.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my friend, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, have a great rest of the day. Okay, bye.
You too.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from... I'm going to go to area code. Boy, it's so nice to see you guys popping up here. You know, I've missed you. I have had a lot going on in the last month, so it's just so nice to see you. I'm going to go to area code 831. Hello, 831. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Christina. It's wonderful to hear your
Christina.
Voice.
Hi, Christina. What's your question for me today?
The question is, I have a dilemma. I am not sure if I should put a request for order in now instead of waiting till after April 28th, because I have a feeling if I do it now, I'll get a different judge in Marina, but if I do it after the 28th, I'll get the judge that did not let me say a word, and when he did, he cut me off and said my 13-year-old daughter doesn't need to see me because she has her own life. So I feel like he already knew.
Sounds to me like
what
you just answered your own question.
Oh, I've been. What's your take? Because I'm like on the.
Christina, it sounds to me that you already know the right thing to do. So let's trust your intuition here. If you have a judge that's going to basically not allow you to speak and explain yourself, why would you submit yourself to that kind of energy again?
Oh, because I wasn't sure if it doesn't matter what I do. Like, if I wasn't sure if I do this, if it would get me this other judge. So
okay. So here's the idea that I have. Is that
okay.
Sometimes a thought will float into our brain. We usually have 5 seconds to act on it, right? So So the biggest inspirations just kind of come right to our brain. You have 5 seconds to act on it. If you don't act on it, like write it down or do something or make the phone call, it goes away. I mean, our brain is constantly connected to spirit, and spirit's constantly giving us information. It's up to us if we act on that information. So if you just suddenly got this thought that, wow, if I file something, maybe I can get a different judge. Because what will happen is if you file something and they go back and go, Christina, why are you filing this? And you'll say, well, the judge didn't let me explain something last time, so I thought that if I filed for a different judge, I could actually explain my side of the story.
Oh, no, it was just to raise the alimony. The kids are gone.
Okay,
but
what I'm saying is that what I'm trying to get to is the point that if your intuition tapped you and said, I think I need to make a shift, you need to trust it.
Okay. Yeah, because that key word was, my friend said, don't file until after the 28th. And so that's what I thought I was going to do, but I woke up this morning and I thought, no, wait, if I do, maybe she was telling me that because I'd get this new judge. So you're right.
Okay, well,
so it goes back to what you're saying. Thank you.
Right. All right, girl. Thanks for the call. See you later.
God bless.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 229 area code. Hello, 229. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Melvin.
Oh, hi, Melvin. What's your question?
My question is that I'm in dialysis, but I'm in an acute injury on my kidneys, and I just want
to know. Okay, so I'm having a really hard time hearing you, Melvin. Are you on speakerphone?
Well, okay. Here we go. Hear me now?
Okay. All right. So
yes,
now ask me the question.
I have an acute injury with my kidneys. I'm on that. I just wanted to know, when will I get off of it?
So they're saying that there's something that can happen within the next 3 weeks for you. But remember, nothing that I tell you over a radio program as entertainment on the internet is going to take the place of a physician or a qualified medical professional. Okay. But what it's saying is there's something within the next 3 weeks that you do that improves your condition in some way. So there's something in the next 3 weeks. Because what it's saying here is that I want you to call the person connected with your medical procedure schedule connections, physician, and say, what can I do in the next 3 weeks that's going to make my situation better? That's the question to ask.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. All
right,
and
my friend.
It will be restored.
Sorry, say that again.
Yeah, and then they will be restored.
What it's saying is there's something that you do in the next 3 weeks that improves your situation in some way, but it means initiation on your part to do it. So you have to make the phone call to the medical professional and actually stress the urgency of what's going on with you. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
It's not going to it's not going to be you calling me and me saying everything's going to be different if you don't do anything.
Right.
You actually have to make a phone call and say, what's the next step? What's the next step that's going to make me feel better? What's the next step that's going to help me improve my kidneys?
Yeah, they did tell me yesterday, they told me to increase my medication for my kidneys from taking one pill to two pills.
Okay, well,
so
there's a start.
That may be it.
And then you call them back and you keep them updated, okay?
Yeah, they come see me. Yes, ma'am.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
See you
all
later.
Right, thank you.
Okay,
all
be
right.
Well,
bye.
All right? Okay, bye.
All right, I will. Thank
you. Okay. I've got somebody here from the 201 area code. Hello, 201. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. What's your question?
You're so beautiful, Mona.
Takes one to know one, babe.
You are beautiful. You said some things today that touched my heart. Believe me. Trying to do the forgiveness, but I have a brother that's been really problematic and unstable. And I want to submit my paperwork to finalize some estate matters. And I just want to see what you recommend.
So, like, here's what I'm getting. First of all, I'm having a really hard time hearing you, but I'm going
I'm
to say
sorry.
This about
I'm on a headset.
Okay, see, that's better. What it's saying here is that if your brother is causing you any kind of stress, you have got to take a big step back and realize that that's not a part of your reality moving forward.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if there's any kind of responsibility that you have for your brother, I'm going to tell you that there's a real stubborn streak connected with him.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're not responsible for his behavior. You know, sometimes when I get a call like yours, I actually like to be able to say, reread the book, The Four Agreements. All right? Because in a way, you've gotten sucked into the old energy connected with him and the whole karmic purpose.
Yes, I just ordered that book, Mona.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm waiting for it.
Cool. The whole reason that you get sucked into that energy is because of guilt.
My guilt
and
or his guilt?
Doesn't matter. It's because of guilt.
Okay.
So either he's putting guilt on you or you're feeling responsible, which means you're putting guilt on yourself. When in fact, your big purpose in this right now, in this year, is to actually make yourself a priority. And that's the thing, that's the big lesson for this year, is that you make yourself a priority first, my friend.
Okay.
All right, gal pal, you
I
got
love,
this.
I love
you.
You
got
I
this.
Love you. And what you said,
sorry,
what you said about the different callers, you know, it resonated so deep. I had to sit on the phone and listen. I'm going
You're
to
so
fall
sweet.
Back in. And I want to talk to you off the air, so I do want to make
All right.
Well,
give me a call. My website's www.mona.vegas.
Thank you, my love.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you. See you later. All right, bye.
Okay.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 347 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tanika calling from New York.
Hi, Tanika. What's your question?
Hi. I just was wondering, I've been trying up and down the place to try to apply to different jobs to get out of the one that I'm at. And for some reason, I just keep getting decline after decline. So I just wanted to know when you saw me leaving this job, because I'm starting to feel like so stuck.
So here's the interesting thing is that, and we might have talked about this before when you've called, is that when people meet you in person, There's a vibration that happens that's very yummy. It's wonderful. I don't mean sexual. I mean it's this really lovely, authentic vibration, okay? What I'm trying to tell you is the more that you can meet people in person to actually get the next job, the faster it happens, all right? Mm-hmm. Now, I know that we've just gone through all this crap with COVID, and so in some places it's kind of hard to meet people in person, but there's a fella here. He's somebody that might shave his head. He's somebody that is, he's really easy to work for. So the next job, it says, you're going to be working for a man that is super easy to work for. All right? So remind me, what line of work are you in now?
Right now I'm just in receptionist at a medical company and cardiology department, but I'm not happy and comfortable there. People are mean to me. I'm not really appreciated. I just want to go.
Okay, so I have an idea that there's probably a dentist out there that would love to have you working for him.
Okay.
So I would actually look to see if there's a dentist that's looking for an office person, a receptionist, because not only would the schedule be really great for you because they usually only work 4 days a week, right? Not only would the schedule be great for you, but during the quieter times, you'd probably be able to study for any kind of added learning or education or college you might be doing, okay? So I'm going to suggest that you beam your energy toward being hired by a dentist or a dental group, okay?
Yeah.
And the question is that when you say the question of when, the power number that's coming up in your cards is the number 2. So there's something connected with the number 2 that's going to be helpful to you. But you are going to change jobs. It is going to happen. And by the way, did you update your LinkedIn profile?
And Indeed, yeah. And I've been applying through a lot through Indeed, but the Indeed applications, I don't know if Indeed is making me look bad, but I haven't gotten anything, and they keep giving me declines through Indeed.
Okay, so what I would do is I would not sign up with, I would actually withdraw my information with Indeed, and if I were you, and I would then beef up all of the added responsibilities you're doing at your job now. I would connect with any single person you've ever breathed on or talked to, like me on LinkedIn. I have Mona Van Joseph, Mystic Mona on LinkedIn. You can connect with me. The thing is that all I want you to do is make sure there's a lovely picture of yourself on your LinkedIn profile, so it's not one of those like shadow pictures, and then a picture of, I don't know, something you love, either the city you live in or a kitten or whatever it is as your banner picture, all right? All I'm trying to tell you is that the more you participate on LinkedIn, the more attention that you get.
Mm-hmm.
And I would apply for the job that would be the next level. So I think you'd be great at events. I think you'd be great running an office at some point down the road. I think you'd be great in customer service. So I would apply for all those jobs, and I would put those keywords in your description, even if you've only done them once. You see?
Mm-hmm.
All right, sweetheart, I have to go. Thanks for the call. See you later. Okay, bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.